Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Keep the snippers from the show where they saluting the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives and legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. You can hear Prayer's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back to back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking
them. Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast them. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Yo, what's up, everybody? This episode 373 of the Murder Master Music Show. Hell of a guest tonight. We got the homie Stefan, a.k.a. Roach Killer. You might remember his 1994 classic album, Trippin' With No Luggage. You know what I'm saying? Ruthless Records. He also did some acting. A whole bunch of other stuff, man. We're going to chop it up with him in a few minutes. Bring on the homie Pittsburgh Patrick. I see him on the line. What's up, Pittsburgh? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
Pretty good, man. The homie Mac J, he's out there in traffic, so he'll be calling in as soon as he's able to. But, yeah, man, we're going to bring on Roach Killer here in just a couple seconds, but I want to stress the fact that, you know, this is going to be a phenomenal show because this guy has such a huge history. You know what I'm saying? Not only in the music scene with Ruthless. I mean, you can go back to the L.A. Posse. But, you know, we're going to let him tell his story. I'm going to bring him on right now. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of the West Coast. Roach Killer, how you doing, man?
Yo, I'm good, fam. I'm good.
Man, first and foremost, welcome back on the show. We had you on West Coast Special a couple years ago. Been meaning to have you on sooner, but... We're excited to have you on tonight. How you been? You been all right?
Yeah, man. I've been beautiful. Life's great.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know, for our listeners, I just want to, you know, go over a little bit of your history first before we get into what you're doing now. Where does your rap roots start? They start before Ruthless Records, don't they?
Yes. I came in the game a dancer choreographer with the group called the L.A. Posse, Breeze and the L.A. Posse. And we had a single called L.A., you know, L.A. Posse, that, L.A. Posse. That was your boy dancing in the video in front of the burger stand and whatnot. So I started out a dancer, and then from there I moved into television when I started co-hosting the television show Pump It Up on Fox with D. Barnes.
Yeah.
And then from there, that
was a hit.
Yeah, it was a blessing, man. I was on there for a while until, you know, that Dre and D fiasco.
Were you there when that happened? Or were you away from the scene?
No, I was there. Wow. I was at the, yeah, it was the listening party for it was called BWP, Bitches with Problems. They were an East Coast female group. Yeah. And they were having their their listening party.
Pose with Attitude.
Exactly.
I remember that.
But, yeah, and we were at their listening party. And, you know, it was a lot of free drinks. Back then, you know, the open bar was all night long from the opening of the door till the night. So all that drinking, you know. You know, yeah, I was there, though. That's a cold situation.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, Dre has apologized for that since. And I know, you know, Dee is, you know, she's still doing her thing. At that time it sounds like N.W.A. was apparently mad about them playing her playing Ice Cube video. Was he coming at you as well, or was he pretty much just focusing it on her?
It wasn't even on her though. You know, that's the cold part. It wasn't even on her. It was the producers, and I guess they felt that they would make the show a little spicier by adding, you know, a little excerpt from them talking to Ice Cube in the middle of the N.W.A. show. And
surely
they didn't know that
would happen.
What'd you say?
Surely they didn't know that would happen, but they were inserting.
No, not at all. They were just making it spicy, I believe. Just making it spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it definitely, it turned out to be a huge thing. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know you were there. But come later.
I'm like the Forrest Gump of the hip hop scene, man. I'm everywhere. What's up?
You can find pictures of Roach Killer here and there everywhere. But just a few years later, you end up signing to the label. You know, with
Eazy-E. That was crazy.
What was your relationship like with Eazy-E prior to you signing the Ruthless Records?
Well, I was, you know, when I was doing the television and stuff, I was hosting a lot of shows. So I was hosting these things called the Ruthless Extravaganza. They were showcases, and I was the host for those showcases. And then I linked up with Rhythm B, and one day we were at Easy's house in Norwalk, where Rhythm was staying at the time, and me and Rhythm were going to be a group. And we were, you know, going over some of the beats and stuff. And then Eazy came in the house and was like, you need to hear this nigga, man. He got a dope voice. And he was like, man, I know that fool. He hosts my shows. I know that silly nigga. So he was like, you rap? And I said, yeah. And he said, bust something. So I bust a few lines. I couldn't get past four lines from a rap that I had from forever. And for some reason, I couldn't get past four lines. He was like, man, get your shit together. And he went into the room. He came back out with, like, this kitchen bag full of weed. And he was like, you ready? So I bust again, couldn't get past them four lines. He said, can you freestyle? I hit him with some freestyle shit. He said, fuck it, go to the studio and work on your album. He said, better than me, go to the studio and work on your album. So I sat there, and I was looking at Rhythm, and I'm like, what just happened? Rhythm said, fuck that. He called the studio, told him we're going to be working on a new artist named Stefan. They were like, who's going to pay for it? He said, Ruthless. They said, we'll call you back. They called up to Ruthless. Ruthless said, yeah, that's one of our new artists. And that's how I found out I had a deal.
Yeah, and you guys already had a history anyway.
Yeah, we was already doing, you know, other kind of business and things. Real stuff.
Well, it sounds like weed was plentiful. The weed was plentiful back in then, you know, 93, 94. What was the weed like over there in Cali compared to the crazy shit they got out today? I mean, it had to have been good.
Yeah, it was great, man, to tell you the truth. A lot of the stuff now is just blow up. You know, it's not really, it seems strong. It might have a funkier smell, but I think the stuff back then was actually better. You know, they feeding all this nutrients and all this. It's not even earth grown. So, yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, like, remember back in the day when you roll a joint, you hit it and you have all the resin all over your lips because it was so good. Yeah. You have all the black stuff on your lips. Don't you notice you don't get none of that on your lips now? Yeah. They took the resin out of
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know I know weed. That's real.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
remember, that's how you
kept
the joint.
You got it.
Hey. Hey. They don't call your boy Roach Killer for nothing. And I got that name from Easy. I got it from Easy, and it would be me, Easy, and Faison Love. You know Faison Love?
Yeah.
The comedian Faison.
Yeah,
we
just
me, him, and E. He was in an altercation or something, huh?
Yeah,
I don't know what it was. Do you know about it in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he was in I don't know if he's still locked up or not. Like, I saw a bunch of shit online today, like, talking about Free Big Worm.
No, he's out. He made a video, I think, but I didn't know what it was about.
He said dude spit on him, and he fucked dude up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's video footage of it and shit.
Yeah, he's supposed to beat his ass. I mean,
that's automatic.
Yeah, you automatically.
Well,
and they also, why they
don't respect
a lot of Faison ain't no joke. I've known Faison for years, man. That's a good dude, and
so
he ain't no joke.
You, him, and Easy in the early 90s smoking weed together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That had to have been a trip. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah,
of course,
man.
We all know he went on to star on Friday and stuff. And But, okay, you're over there at Ruthless Records. You know what I'm saying? You're coming in right at the time Easy and Dre are going head-to-head. Man, what
right.
was Easy's temperament like at that time? Was he mellow and relaxed? Was he on edge? You know, what was it like just hanging out with Buddy for a day?
Well, he on edge, I don't know why he would be on edge. He wasn't scared of nothing, and it wasn't like that. It wasn't, you know, like, you know, they looking for y'all, or y'all need to stay out the street. It wasn't that type of thing. You know, a lot of it was the business that they had going through. But being real about it, you could tell. I mean, real shit. Like I say, I spent a lot of time with E, me, Rhythm, being E, and E, you know, you could tell he missed that dude, straight up. And that's all that's the real talk. You know, they obviously had a hell of a bond. They started a gang of shit together, and for it to end like it did, you know, it struck my guy away, you know, because it was a time when we was in, you know, like when Rhythm D got there, you know, of course everybody was thinking that, you know, Ruthless was over once Dre left, you feel me? But yet he still had heat, you know, he had cocaine, he had 187, you know what I'm saying? He had GBM coming out, you know, he had heat and he had Will 1X, you know, which is Will I Am now, you know, remember Will I Am was on Ruthless too, so he had talent. So, you know, at the time, I guess a lot of people were talking about is he gonna be able to make it happen? Then once he dropped that real motherfucking G's, and then when he signed Bone, when we was in Cleveland, you could see it in his face, like, because he knew what he was talking about. He kept his thumb to the streets, and he knew talent, and he took chances on people. So I love that brother for that, man. He took a chance on your boy. And that's why I'm still grinding today.
He was one of the, I think, most successful hip-hop moguls ever because, really, if you trace back the roots to the Eazy-E tree that he formed, man, that's like millions and millions and millions of records. I mean, it goes to Eminem, it goes all over the place. The billionaires were created because of Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
If you take him out of the equation, a lot of people might not have gotten to where they were. I'm not saying
that's
they
true.
Wouldn't have been successful. I'm not saying they wouldn't have done big things. But let's face it, man, he made it a lot easier for a lot of people to get to where they are. You know, so shout out to him, man. Real talk. Just imagine, you remove him from the rap game completely, you take out a huge chunk of the rap game. A huge
that's
fucking
true.
Chunk.
That's true, and you take out the whole fact of teaching people how to be entrepreneurs and how they can go for themselves and be record owners and moguls.
Yeah, that blueprint, you know what I'm saying, that blueprint was there because of people like him, because of people like Luther Campbell. You know, Too Short was one of the early ones, 75 Girls Records.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, man, this is just a real, real dope conversation, Roachkiller. Let's go into one of these tracks. I found an appropriate one right now. It's called Blaze It Up, man. Tell us about this one.
Blaze It Up. I had started a group called the Roachkillers with me and my boy Fab. including Rhythm B. And this is one of the songs, you know, that we put together called Blaze It Up. Roach Killer.
Shout out to Rhythm.
That's what's up.
Shout
Peace,
out to
my,
the homie Rhythm.
Yeah, you know, without yeah, Rhythm, man, like, man, he is
underrated
one of the dopest producers cracking.
Hell yeah.
He's going to get his love. Cool. He's still smashing. You got some hits coming your way.
Hell yeah. Well, all right, here's Blaze It Up, Roach Killer, Rhythm D. We'll be right back.
Right on.
If you try to get with this, you'll trip, slip, and fall. Why? The stuff we twist, you funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol. Yeah. If you try to get with this, you'll trip, slip, and fall. Why? The stuff we twist, you funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol.
Yeah. I'm feeling like a two-time felon. King size, licorice, rolling six, 17, 96. Prevailing in my hustler dwelling. Motivate, orchestrate, alibi, SAB, getting bit. I don't drink and drive, but I do drink and fly. Selling the blue sky, Philippine tie. Pocka low low without the mojo. I lace the Mac down and bust one for show. Knocking down your dough with a batarang flow. You was like, oh no, and flushed all your dope. So on the rope, out in the streets. G's pimps, pushes with all kinds of beats. Ducking the flashlight, looking for some act right. Time to take flight, never the crack pipe. Searching for knickknacks without no get back. You're wishing you could keep up but fall flat.
Try to get with this, you'll trip, slip, and fall.
Why?
This stuff we twist, we funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol. If you try to get with this, you'll trip, slip, and fall.
Why?
This stuff we twist, we funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol.
If you wanna know the style, it's nasty. I come to get fucked wild and nasty. Better lock up your girl if you're nasty. We gonna creep and go get nasty. Then bring her back to your ass all nasty. And now you're kissing on her ass, that's nasty. Ain't no need to be ashamed, I'm nasty. My attitude about the game, pretty nasty. Gotta charge him for the love, nasty. Try to do me and get done, pretty nasty. Leave him done on the road, nasty. With a mouth full of load, nasty. In the party, yell ho, you're nasty. All the ladies let me know if you're nasty. Gonna break to the mold, make nasty. Smoke a O, watch a hoe go low and get nasty.
Try to get with this, you'll trip, slip, and fall.
Why?
This stuff we twist, you funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol. If you try to get with this, you'll trip, slip, and fall.
Why?
This stuff we twist, you funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol.
Summer wanna free, summer wanna roller skate. The beat is overweight, you hoes get in shape. Just like Kelly Price, we hell on the dice. If you thinking about bucking us, you better think twice. Betting with your life, betting with your heart. Bet you lose a race before you get a good start. I'm vicious, and every line I drop delicious. Cause every time we come through, it's momentous.
Free your mind, off them shrooms and swallow. Take your time, get your own, don't borrow. Lounge for a while, lick crown for a while. Got the cannabis, indica, top of the pile. Scull ventilator, fuck all haters. Hit the cock, get my clothes, count my nose, see you later.
If you try to get with this, your trip, slip and fall.
Why?
This stuff we twist, you funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol. If you try to get with this, your trip, slip and fall.
Why?
This stuff we twist, you funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol. If you try to get with this, your trip, slip, and fall.
Why?
The stuff we twist and funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol. If you try to get with this, your trip, slip, and fall.
Why?
The stuff we twist and funk, baby. So bring out your aerosol.
Hard as hell, man. That's some G funk right there. You know what I'm saying? Some good smoke music. Let's bring on Roach Killer, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm
talking about.
You got something in the works right now that we can look forward to?
Oh yeah, I got a lot of things in the works. I have an artist that just dropped her EP called The Velvet Hammer. Her name is Natural Red. I also have Hot Box. I'm in a group called Power Plant 420. I just did a single on Chill from Compton's Most Wanted. I'm out here grinding. I'm doing a lot of production right now, and, you know, I'm over here one of the regional VPs over at Corrupts Moon Rock. So I'm out here grinding.
The Moon Rocks. Now, that we was talking about the weed earlier. Now, that I've never tried it personally, but I've heard people say that's some phenomenal stuff. Can you describe what Moon Rocks is like and what kind of effects it has on you?
Okay, well, what it actually is, Moon Rock is your bud flower is drenched in THC oil, then rolled around in kief. It tends to be about three times stronger. So tested is about 64% THC into your brain. You feel me? So it's a pretty heavy indica. And, you know, we have them in a few flavors. We got it in about five different flavors: vanilla, strawberry, peaches and cream, black cherry, and the original. And it's that's why they call it Moon Rocks, because it'll send you to the moon. It's a real strong medication for those who medicate and things like that, because, you know, we are a medicinal company. So it's definitely about the patients and you know, of course we get high, but it's mainly about the patients and the movement of that. You feel me?
Hell yeah. Oh, and that's the main thing that it should be for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you don't need to be using it, you know what I'm saying, at an extreme level unless you're extremely sick, man. A lot of people need it. A lot of people need it to get through and you know. Man, so salute to you guys for looking out for the people that are sick and you know, they need that support. But with the office, you know what I'm saying, this guy's signing all these things every day. He's signing these documents. Who knows what the fuck he's signing? Are you guys worried that he might potentially sign some stuff that could go against the medicinal marijuana?
No, I'm not. You know, it's like, not at all. You know what I mean? Not at all. I mean, you know, that's entertainment. But as far as medicine goes, they're gonna see to it that people get good medicine. Now, those who folks that's just out here trying to kill the game by making money and taking advantage of folks, those are the people that are going to be affected. But just because, you know, our company was rap based doesn't mean that we're not a medicinal company. You feel me? We're straight. It's about the medicine and about the patients. Once again, so they're not going to, you know, you can't stop the sick people from getting their medication, straight up. And that's what we're in it for. We're in it to help people, the patients, from cancer patients to veterans, you name it, we're there for them.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt, man. I'm just saying, with him signing all this shit, he is preventing lots of people from not getting medicine. My dad, you speak of cancer. My father has cancer. And, you know, he almost had it right down where they took his insurance away. And he stays for catastrophic. How the hell are you going to take a man's insurance away at that stage? So, yeah, man, I'm just saying, in the medicinal community, medicine-wise, who knows what this asshole's signing. And it could impact a lot of things, including the medicinal marijuana, you know. And hopefully it doesn't, because like we were saying, people need that stuff, man. They really do. But, yeah, man, definitely. What about, you know what I'm saying, you mentioned that you did a lot of acting. Do you have any acting, you know, coming up in the future we can look forward to? Any films?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a few projects that I can't really speak on because of, you know, I guess they're still in negotiations. I'm trying to, whether it's going to be strictly on Netflix or some other stuff. But I mean, you know, it's lots of things that you can look, you can see. Of course, you can get high and go watch Robin Hood Men in Tights and watch your boy do his thing in that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, did you see that?
Yeah, I love that fucking movie.
Long, long time ago.
Right
but,
on.
Man, I didn't even know you were in that, man.
Yeah, that's your boy in the forest rapping with the glasses on.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. That's one of Chappelle's first movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. So, you know, I've done quite a bit, man. I've been blessed.
Box office hit. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been blessed, man. I done did everything, man. Home Improvement, Dharma and Greg. I've been working, man. I've been out here getting it.
That Robin Hood, man, that was actually the question I had for you, man. I was going to ask you about that, man.
Oh, yeah, that's your boy, you know, in the beginning of the movie and at the end.
Yeah, that's one
but
of my
no,
favorite
that's
movies.
Not my voice. No, that's not my voice. I was acting like a rapper, not rapping as an actor. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's how Mel Brooks wanted it. You feel me? I messed around and tore up some shit on set. They had your boy in the chain with the you know Flavor Flav wears the big clock.
Yeah.
They had me with a sand dial on my chest and shit, and I fucked around and broke it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Mel Brooks is a fool.
Mel Brooks. He's a comedic legend, right? What's it like working with this guy?
It was crazy. Like I said, when I jumped up and broke that thing, he cursed me out. It was a good look, you know. He didn't kick me out the film, but I got to work, and it was a blessing. Like I said, you know.
Yeah, but he got to work with Dave Chappelle too, man. When you saw Dave Chappelle in action, man, did you know that? Did he was on his way, like he was going to be a superstar one day?
Of course not. You know,
yeah.
You just see, you know, you just see, like Will. Like, I mean, good example is, I mean, you knew Will was talented, straight up, mm-hmm. And he knew it. He was talented. That kid could rhyme and he could make tracks. But I would have never thought Will would became Will I Am.
Yeah.
Straight up, that blew my brain. So, I just like F. Gary Gray, when I was doing Pump It Up, F. Gary Gray was my cameraman.
Wow.
Yeah. He was my cameraman. And now look at him. You feel me?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the guy is, extreme talent. And you know, you connected to all these people, man. What's your relationship with F. Gary Gray like today? Do you ever bump into him or talk to him anymore?
Well, I've seen him. The last time I seen him was just before the that Compton thing. You know, we speak and whatnot. And then I seen him when he was doing the Ocean's 11 thing. You know, I had my kids in the car, and he was out there directing John Travolta, and we pulled up on him like, "What's happening?" And my kids was like, "Daddy, you know everybody." So it was a good look. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for everybody who's doing their thing, man. I'm happy to have been involved with all these people, and we're all still alive, and we all still getting it in. And like I said, I want to thank y'all for even, you know, having me on the show, you know, to even want to hear my damn stories, man. Real talk. I appreciate your platform.
Man, your story is dope. Yeah, your story is dope as hell, man.
You know, it needs to be. There's so many people that don't have a platform or don't get a chance to tell their story, you know. And man, we're honored to have you on the show to do that, man. And thank you for coming on the show in the first place.
Thank you. That's what's up. That's what I'm here for. You ask me what you want, and I'm gonna give you the best answer that I can.
We actually got a caller from France. Here's my co-host Mac J. Let's bring him on first.
Okay.
Mac J is in traffic. How you doing, Mac J? We're here with Roach Killer, man.
What's up with it, Brad?
Oh, everything's good, family.
Good, man.
Everything's beautiful, man.
We're here just chopping it up with Roach Killer, man. This guy been in all kinds of films, all kinds of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'll tell you what, man, you really worked with a lot of different people. What about, you know what I'm saying, cats like The Game and people that are Kendrick Lamar, people in Compton and L.A. that are doing things, you know what I'm saying, right now as we speak? Are you in touch with any of those guys or doing anything with any of them?
No, it's cold because, you know, of course, cats that worked with Kendrick when he was K-Dot are some of my homies, so it's like, you know, we're all affiliated or connected one way or another, but I'm not in their camp. I don't hang out with The Game. If I see him, it's at a club or something like that. We don't chop or nothing like that. I ain't gonna feel about that. You feel me? Because it's a lot of new cats in the game. You feel me? And you know your boys. I'm a veteran now. It's you know, which is crazy to even say that. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, you know, I would hope that some of them would remember that and be like, hey man, I want to get Stefan on track and I want to, you know, recreate, you know, a classic, you know, Easy Eat song or something like Down to the Last Ropes and get one of the guys that was actually on there. Would you be down for something like that if it was done right and it paid homage to Easy?
Always.
Yeah.
Anything paying homage to E, I'm with, as long as it's paying homage to E. You feel me? If it's on some other shit, which is, it hasn't been too much homage being paid to my brother. So, but when it is, and if they want me involved, I'm involved.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, I remember those who helped me. Huh?
Yeah. No, I was just saying his legacy. You know, for a while it wasn't talked about as much. Well, now you got you know, the movie came out, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you finally feel that he's finally gotten, you know what I'm saying, the love that he always deserved to get?
I feel he's getting the love, but got it all? Nah. You know, I don't know what that is about. You know, honestly, I don't. I mean, I look at the game and I see how other people are being remembered in it, and some people do, you know, remember my boy, but, you know, I don't know. You know, I think it has a lot to do with our side. You know, I mean, us as artists, we've been promoting him, you know, and wherever we go, we speak highly of him. But I think the people who ended up taking over his stuff as far as his legacy and stuff didn't do their part. You know, like how Pac's mom did what she was supposed to do. Biggie's mom did what she was supposed to do. Even Faith did what she was supposed to do for Biggie. You feel me? But we didn't get that from E. We didn't get that from who ended up holding on to, you know, what was left behind by E. So I think that had a lot to do with it. But
that's real tough.
Yeah, you know, so it's still stuff out there. You know, I think they just released, you know, a project that we had did right after E died called Impact of a Legend, produced by Rhythm D, you know, with Sab and Losta and Cashish and Floss Mode, a gang of artists on it. Your boy, you know, I did my best Easy impersonation to do the intro and stuff like that. So, and that's back in re-release. So, and it's selling now. So, you know, everybody knows who E is. I mean, not everybody, and that kind of hurts my heart. You know, when you talk to some of the youngsters and you ask them and they say they don't know who he is, kind of, you know, makes you want to tear up sometimes. Like, that's fucked up. It's foul.
Yeah.
You know, but all I can do is I'm always rep Ruthless. Because it was who gave me the start. I rep all my starts that were given. So from the LA Posse to Rhythm B to, you know, everybody, man, who's anybody who's lent to my making it, even the person who bought me that burger, I love them all, man, and I appreciate this. Real shit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, real talk. We're going to bring on the homie Sin from France. He's got a question for you about one of your songs he wants you to tell about. What's up, Sin?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Scott? What's up, Mike J? What's up, Brandon? Yes, what's up, Stefan? Okay, what's Kira? Yes, tell us about your song, Got to Be Free, as a music production on your classic album, To Win with No Language. And also about your song with Dresta and DJ Knockout, 50-50 Love. So about these two songs, Got to Be Free and a song with DJ Knockout and Dresta.
Right on, man. Yeah, that's crazy, man. The Gotta Be Free was, of course, you know, produced by Rhythm D. He produced my whole album. And basically my album was written before I even got my deal. It was just how, you know, I'm from San Pedro in California in the States. So it's right over the bridge from Long Beach. So, you know, we're stone's throw away from everything. So I wrote my album overlooking the water, Catalina and shit like that. So Gotta Be Free was just, you know, it was basically about getting away from a bad relationship. I was in a funky relationship with a girl and I had to be free. Period. And the 50-50 Love was what I produced on BG Knockout and Gangsta Drayster. That was I did a re-release of they had already did 50/50 Love, and then I redid a new version of it for them, and they put that out. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that question, man. I appreciate that you even heard it, man. Real stuff.
Well, Sin's like that hip hop encyclopedia, man. He definitely knows his stuff for sure. I'll tell you what, man. Let's go to this another track real quick. This one's Show You How. Tell everybody about this one, Roach Kill.
Show You How. It's me and Sabotage. It's another Roach Killer record. Roach Killers with a Z, and me and my boy Sabotage basically. Talking about how we gonna show you how the riders do it. It's a West Coast thing, another G-Funkish type of track, and that's how we get it in. You know, we gonna show you how we do it.
Hell yeah. Right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
I'ma show you how, like the riders do. I'ma show you how. I ain't gotta lie to you. I'ma show you how.
Keep the party cold, crack it, let
the hate
keep hating. This shit hold at a max.
I'ma show you how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show you how.
Ain't gotta lie.
Show ya how.
Keep the party cold, crack it, let the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a max. I'm honey oil on the mic, psychedelic with the flow. With the track that sparkle, keep the party on the go. Glossy, eyed, never tired eye, but sun dried. Like a raisin in the sun, keep it blazing. Here we come on these concrete streets. Swerve steadily, I'm readily roll. My jock strap real heavy to hold. Sturdy and bold, tough like Black and Decker 380. Eyeing you out, boy, my hood is way shady. No time to come lately, it's the creeper come swiftly. So ain't no need for you to be acting bitchy. I don't really wanna hear about it. Maybe later on you could tell me how you feel about it. But in the meanwhile, drop a mean style. Went from clean to foul, back to clean. Now everybody see what I mean. Is you the only hater left in the world living in a dream?
I'ma show you how.
Look like the riders do.
I'ma show you how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show you how.
Keep the party cold, crack and let the haters keep hating. This shit hold at a mac.
I'ma show you how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show you how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show you how.
Cold crack and let the haters keep hating.
Mission
hold at a max.
Well, it's the rich bitch problem. Number one fair dodger set you up for the fall like a crooked LA copper. It really doesn't matter. Haters, you can't stop us. Drop us the dog blockers. We still chart toppers. While y'all playing, quarter pound weighing, arcaying, all daying, holidaying. Set selling, get lost like Columbus. Wound up at your house round midnight causing ruckus. Let me in, I got the cushion gin. She let me out the back door around 4 a.m. You try to knock the hustle, but can't fuck with the muscle. Quicker than the whistle in your face with a pistol. Draw up the drama, bring trauma when I dissed you. Call up your mama, tell her that the reaper kissed you. Cause you ain't coming home. I'm posted up in your zone with your girl choking on something about to get it on.
I'ma like the riders do.
I'ma show you how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show you how.
To keep the party cold, cracking while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'ma show you how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show you how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show you how.
To keep the party cold, cracking while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'm having chest pain. Too much sesamilia in my membrane. So I hope all the haters try to maintain. Cause I'ma keep the party hot like propane. Gas and hoes. And only fuck with drastic flows. Young Jurassic flows. Oppose the platinum producing master mode. Stay hopping my phone. Still avoiding the cops. Still avoiding those niggas who avoided my props. I got a problem with most disrespecting my coast. Disrespecting my world. Disrespecting my post. So all my ladies throw your hands up toward the clouds then. Grab your pussies and say Project Housing. Affiliated with thugs and niggas who blow drugs constantly. And bone bitches monsterly. I'm from the south side. On the west side, fuck with my roast killing niggas and baby yes side.
I'ma show ya how. Something like the riders do.
I'ma show ya how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show ya how.
To keep the party cold, crackin' while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'ma show ya how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show ya how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show ya how.
To keep the party cold, crackin' while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'ma show ya how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show ya how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show ya how.
To keep the party cold, crackin' while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'ma show ya how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show ya how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show ya how.
To keep the party cold, crackin' while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'ma show ya how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show ya how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show ya how.
To keep the party cold, crackin' while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'ma show ya how.
Something like the riders do.
I'ma show ya how.
Ain't gotta lie to you.
I'ma show ya how.
To keep the party cold, crackin' while the haters keep hating. It's your hold at a mac.
I'ma show ya how.
Something like the
So Roach Killers right there, another banger. Bring back on Roach Killer Stefan himself.
That's what I'm
talking about, man. I want to shout out the homie Sergio. You know what I'm saying? He's CPT. You were in a documentary, Ruthless Memories, man. What's it like when you get together, you know what I'm saying, do something like that and just kick it with some of the old people from Ruthless?
Oh, it's the shit. I mean, we still see each other. I mean, I see a lot of them quite often, you know, because me producing now, I could, and a lot of them are still getting down, and I'm working with anybody and everybody that wants to work. So, but I see Silky Fine quite often. I see Cocaine quite often. I see 187 every now and then. You know, I just saw Kim, you know, from HWA at the Jerry's funeral. So, you know, and we all still keep in touch. Yeah, RIP Jerry, man. We all still keep in touch. Well, I keep in touch with them. They keep in touch with me. We see each other often. We all Facebook chum.
Yeah, man, it horrible loss, you know what I'm saying, Jerry Heller. Such a huge, you know what I'm saying, part of the hip-hop and the music community abroad, man. What are some of your memories of Jerry Heller?
Some of my memories of Jerry was like when I first signed my deal and he was there with the BMW man. It was the guy who owned this lot in the valley. And as soon as I came in, he was like, oh, hey, Steph, this is the BMW man. You're going to be seeing him in the next few weeks. And he tells the guy, this is Stefan. This is our new star and blah, blah, blah. And I'm dying. I'm sucking all that up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to see the BMW man. But I never made it there. So it's all good. But Jerry was cool, man. I never made it to the BMW man. Jerry was cool, man. He reminded me of a school principal. You know when you got to go see the principal, you'd be a little intimidated and shit. He'd always call you a cocksucker. What do you want, you fucking cocksucker? You're like, damn, Jerry. You'd be all nervous and shit. I need $1,500. Oh, you fucking cocksucker. Here, take it, fucking cocksucker.
It sounds like he was pretty fun to be around, though.
He was cool with me. He was cool with me. Real shit. He was cool with me in the beginning. Then, of course, it became business. And you know, if you're not, Bone was doing everything at the time. So I wasn't a Bone. So you get less attention. Then when E, towards the end, you know, then we start chopping it up again. Because, you know, that was when E stopped talking to him, you know. So. Yeah.
Well, you know,
of course
him and E both, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to both them guys, man. But him and E kind of parted ways at the end, you know, right before Easy passed, man. Do you know why they parted ways?
Honestly, I don't. All I know is, you know, E wasn't talking to him, and every now and then Jerry would hit me up and say, hey, where's your little buddy? And I say, I don't know. He say, oh, man, come on, man. You know where your little buddy is. And I say, man, I don't know. Jerry would go in his office, close the door. Then E would come in and say, where he at? He in his office. He slide in his office to close the door. So I don't know what that was about, man. I just, you know, they just wasn't talking at the end, you know. I'm not here to even speculate or none of that shit. So that, you know, like I said, you're going to get the real from me. So I don't know what other people like to add on the shit. I'm not going to add on. All I know is, you know, he wasn't talking to him, and Jerry was my chum again, and because he knew I was running with E. So he would ask me where he was and shit like that. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, rest in peace to both of them guys, man. You know
real
saying?
Stuff,
both
huh?
Their legacy are set in stone for real. You know,
heck yeah.
No one knows that better than someone like yourself and other people that were there with you at the time. What was life like after Ruthless, man? What happened, you know, after Easy passed? What did you do after that?
After that, I was I was in a dark place, you know. I was, you know, it was crazy because, you know, I had that, I was rocking that streak that I had in my hair, you know, that Wiz Khalifa bit, nah. But I was rocking that streak, and then when E died, I was in a dark place, bro. I was, you know, because I was always the funny dude and had jokes, and then when he died, it was like, sort of like, what are we going to do now? And so I blackened over my streak and got rid of my high top and grew a little afro and started doing, you know, more TV and shit like that. But as far as the music, it was just like, whoa, because we were all still on the label and they didn't know what they were. It was like they didn't know what they were going to do. And they had other people coming in to run, you know, to take over the label and do all. It was hell, man. And it was like, what do you do? Just hang out and be hungry? You know, I didn't know what direction they was going to go. They didn't know what direction they was going to go with me. So then eventually the people that were there that wasn't supposed to be making no moves actually gave me my release. So I actually left legally with paperwork, whereas everybody else just jumped ship and started doing their own thing.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you, man, I didn't know.
Did you go back into acting right away? Or?
Yeah, yeah. I started doing more acting and then the music. I swear, everything was just dark. Everybody went to go get Easy tattoos, and I don't have no tattoos, so everybody went to get E tattoos and things like that, and it was just like, you know, like I said, it was like, what are we going to do now? And is my music career over? And, you know, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. Because it was really, like, hard to believe. And then I was having all these freaky-ass dreams that Easy was alive. And it was nutty, man. It was you know, he had came to me and talked to me about shit. And it was wild because it was what was going on. You dig what I'm saying? It was what was going on and what transpired after that. And after he passed, I was having dreams like we was having full-on conversation. And he was telling me about my career and the moves that I needed to make and why he was,
wow,
you know, why he wasn't here. Yeah, it was ill, man. It was ill.
Oh. Yeah, because you just said, you know, when we were talking about Jerry and Easy, you just said that you and E hung out a lot, you know what I'm saying, during his last days. Did you notice, you know what I'm saying, that he was sick? I mean, or did you just think it was bronchitis?
No, man. Because, like, if you read in some articles, you'll see that I was there them last couple of days. Before he went to the hospital on Tuesday, I'm talking to him because I'm living in one of the houses. I'm living in the big four-bedroom with the swimming pool and the barbecue and the basketball courts and all that. And he had, like, this mini mansion that he was living in, going to move from there to the Norwalk house. And so we're chopping it up. This is after he went to the hospital in Norwalk, you know, after he went to the doctor behind that bronchitis shit. Couple days later, I'm talking to him on the phone, and I'm like, cuz, what you want me to do with the keys? And he's like, you know, but he's talking like, you know, like kind of short breathed. And, it's some weed up there that I'm supposed to get at. So, and I'm telling him, I said, cuz, you up there smoking weed. He said, I'm not smoking weed, and he's laughing. And I said, because you need some oxygen. And he goes, I got oxygen. And I said, so when do you want me to bring these keys? He said, tomorrow. That would have been Wednesday, right? So I call Wednesday. I don't get in contact with him. The next thing you know it, he's in the hospital. I think it was Thursday. And that's when, you know, how everybody's at the hospital going crazy, like, what the hell's going on? And then when I go back to my house, I can't even get in my house because they got the Muslims and the FOIs not letting me in my own crib. And they have to tell him, hey, he lives here. And I'm like, what's going on? They got the big Mayflower truck parked outside, and they taking all my shit. That was the illest thing ever. Because just before that, bro, we were at Friday's, me and E. And we're having lunch. Now, you know how everybody say, you know, you people look skinny or go through whatever. E had a little pot belly. Like anybody who know E, hey, he had a little pot belly. And when he be at the house in Norwalk, he won't have his shirt on. He had that pot belly showing. E wasn't going through nothing. He wasn't coughing then. And when he went to the hospital, they was talking about it was bronchitis. Don't you think when he went then they would have thought he knew he had something?
Yeah. He was
dead. Yeah, when they first went and tested him because he was having a he was having an asthma attack at the house in Norwalk. Said he asked one of the twins, what does the asthma attack feel like? And they said they didn't know because they didn't have asthma. They said, call Ed. Ed was like a runner, gopher type of dude that worked for Ruthless at the time, a Hispanic OG dude. And so he called Ed and he asked Ed, he said, Ed, what does an asthma attack feel like? And he said, it feels like somebody stepping on you, like an elephant stepping on your chest. And he said, I'm having an asthma attack. So he told the twins to take him to the hospital. And that's when, that's the first shit. And then all that other shit, I don't know, bro. Because like I said, it gets me excited. So you hear me just rambling. I mean, because it's like I haven't really got to speak about all that. So, you know, in them last days, it was me, him, and Shaky. Do you know who Shaky is? Hello?
Yeah, I heard Shaky, but please tell me, listeners, who he is, though.
Okay, Shaky is AKA Dirty Red. Okay, Dirty
okay,
Red.
Yeah,
that's Shaky. Okay,
yeah.
So exactly. He used to write stuff for E and all that. Shaky, Dirty Red, good dude. So it's me, Dirty Red, and Easy. We're at the Little Mini Mansion talking about what song should be my second single. All right? It's me. First, it's me and E, and we're talking about what song should be my second single. Then Dirty Red gets there. E, no shirt on, pot belly, me, him, Dirty Red, we smoking weed, talking, chopping it up. Next you know it, your girl is leaving. So I'm on my way upstairs, and I say hey to her, and she don't say nothing to me. And Easy say, never mind her, cuz she leaving. Then the next, you know, my man in the hospital and they married.
and you know what? I heard you mentioned about the Nation of Islam. I heard, Ben Westhoff was on the show and he was talking about in his book, Original Gangsters, some information he found out. They were giving him this drug called Kemron, experimental
right.
drug. And you said you don't know nothing about none of that stuff because you probably weren't allowed to see him, were you?
Well, no, I wasn't. None of us were allowed to see him. And then at first, because I'm in that book. I'm in the Ben Westhoff book. And in the beginning, they were talking about how they had the cure and they wanted to get it to Brother Easy. But they were something about she wouldn't let him because they had him on one floor and we was all on one floor, but they had moved his body to another. He was on another floor. So they were sending us through all kind of shit. It was crazy. Nobody could visit him. I think maybe Coolio G and them, I think maybe they visited with him. I think maybe Cube, but everybody else, Then eventually the FOI was full on involved and they was protecting shit and they was around and I heard they was trying to give him the cure, but I didn't know that they were actually giving it to him. I read that in the book too. That was a shock to me. I heard they were trying to get it to him and they were being blocked from getting it to him.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know why they'd be blocked because you got to pull out any stops necessary, but the whole thing has a fishy smell all over it, man. It's just crazy, because worst of all, of course, his friends like you got, you have lost a friend, but his kids, they're without a father,
right.
Grandbabies don't get to see him. I mean, that's horrible situation. But hopefully the truth comes out eventually. Hopefully, they're able to tell what really went down. Now, the homie Frost, he was talking about in an interview about what acupuncture needles or something. I don't know. I'm kind of not buying that theory.
That's when I saw that shit, I was like, what? Corny as hell. My bad, but that was corny. He did used to go get acupuncture, but are you serious? Stop it, bro. That's somebody that wasn't around. That's somebody who was around. I ain't even gonna front because that is the homie. Okay, but not like that, bro. I mean, no, come on, man. No, because if it was like that, check it. If it was like that and he was giving it during that time, then other people would have it too.
Yeah.
Other people would have it too. So that throws
like
that out
a
the
massive outbreak of it or something. Because
right
like
on.
They've done that. Nurses have given people chanting needles in hospitals and stuff, and a bunch of people ended up infected with HIV or hepatitis or something. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. No, this man had babies. That man had babies after, you know, he had babies that were babies when he died, and none of them babies are sick or have anything. They're all healthy, beautiful children. All his kids is beautiful, real shit. I know a couple of them, more than a couple of them. And, you know, they all beautiful doing in their own way, doing their thing. And but come on, man, you know, it's one of them things, man. It's like, you know, a lot of folks want to harp on the death of it instead of celebrating the life of my man. You feel me? And like I said, back to the paying of the homage of it, you know, because they're going to drive us in circles trying to figure out what happened. But it's not that I don't want to know, but I would much rather, you know, big my man's name up, start, you know, building things in honor of my man. You know, we're missing out on a lot of stuff, and the guy did lay some serious foundation.
Youth centers, you know, music, maybe a music and arts center in town or something.
Man.
You know,
yes, man.
Things of that nature. I feel you. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd much rather see an Eazy-E public library than another George Bush or a fucking Donald Trump library, you know?
That's true.
I mean, it would be a hell of a lot more popular than one of those fucking things. But I'll tell you what, Roach Killer, it's been a hell of a show. I want to thank you again for coming on. You know what I'm saying, giving us insight, not only your time with Ruthless, but also a lot of other stuff you've done as well. But what else can we look forward to from you in the future before you go? And make sure to give everybody all your social media and all that, too, in case they want to reach out to you.
Right on. Well, like I said, you can look out for your boy in a few upcoming movies. Like I said, my real name is Stefan. Keep your ear to the ground. They call me Roach Killer. I got a lot of production coming. Like I said, I got artists from Natural Red to Swindle. Even my son is rapping now. They call him Ferb. It's been a blessing, man, and I'm not going to stop. And I'm moon rocking, and I'm here spreading good energy. And you can reach me at Roach Killer Music. That's my Instagram, Roach Killer on Twitter. And, man. Anywhere where positivity is, you're going to see your boy. That's what it is. Straight up. Love you all.
Hey, thanks again, man. And we're going to get out of here with That's My Name, man. Why don't you intro the song as we leave?
Yo, this your boy, Roach Killer, in the house. More music, murder, music mix show. I want to thank y'all. Let's get it in. Show y'all.
Roach Killer.
That's my name, huh?
I hear you calling me. You sound sexy, baby. Real sexy. That's beautiful, mama. I'm a hustler, man. I hustle spaghetti, you know? Blood, sweat, tears. Y'all know what it's about. What you don't know, I make it hard to find me. I show up after Mr. Rosenthal assignment. My name is Carlos Saturo, that fuck people up. 3-7 sat it on my arm, I was born with luck. I came in the rap game on fire, I'm burning up. Hustlers who ride big ass rims, they turn me up. I stay in your CD deck because my hits bump. A pocket full of money, a gun, and a cush blunt. Those are the tools you need, pimp, to work this job. I'm getting millions, baby, cause I'm working hard. I make 40,000 when stuck in traffic on the freeway. While on the three-way, me Roach Killer and EJ. I told Roach Killer, get EJ'd on the track. He made it happen, now I'm about to go triple flat. Went from a bottom dweller to knowing Jerry Heller. I ain't broke no more, I see money like bank tellers. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S's for straight. That's
my name, that's my name. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S is for straight. That's my name, that's my name. I'm something vicious for show. It's funny what happened to dude who thought this was a show. It's funny what happened to missus who thought she could roll with me and my crew when I'm out on the road. I told her no, you know why I told her no. I'm like Ludacris, got him in different area codes. So I'm pimping like Don Juan and Cat Williams. I've been dealing with the Rock for years like Mac Man. I ain't talking about Damon or Jay. I'm talking about lock the front door while I'm wearing a shade. When it's time to front, I got some things for display, like different color diamonds, different color whips, different color women, jumbo shrimp. I'm steady scoring while these suckers on that Mutombo shit. Money talk, so I ain't gotta button up my lips. I can voice my opinion like the Two Live Crew did. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S is for straight. That's my name, that's my name. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S is for straight. That's my name, that's my name. I love the Beverly Center. Have you been there? I steps in there. I spin big there. I love the ball. Call me Wilson Spalding. I can't get my cut. Hold up, cause that's a problem. My girls say I stay in the streets chasing paper. I'm a millionaire as soon as I leave that skyscraper. You see my name on the check? Yeah, it's my paper. It's purple cushions keeping me high, hater. I'm telling you how I get down, it's quite frightening. I play ball with Brian McKnight, party with White Lightning. Bill Bell and me and Chris Spencer keep my ass laughing. I stay rapping Tupac, drinking the passion. I got Biggie in my heart, Easy in my veins, Mac Dre in my soul, Big Pun in my brain. I see the game through Big L spec frame, and I use Malcolm X's heat of the wet lane. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S is for straight. That's my name, that's my name. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S is for straight. That's my name, that's my name. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S is for straight. That's my name, that's my name. The C's for cool, the A's for asshole, the R's for real, the L's for loco, the O's for outstanding, and the S is for straight. That's my name, that's my name. That's my name.